I'd ask you please to open your Bibles to the book of Haggai, God's word to his servant who is called upon to do a difficult task for the Lord. And we find that God speaks to his servant, the prophet, and encourages him to be strong in the Lord. We can be strong in the Lord because he is strong. Amen? He is strong. We can be strong because he is strong. You know, oftentimes we think of the Old Testament saints of God and the great things that happened in the Old Testament, and we rejoice in those great things. But you know, we as New Testament saints, we have the same God. In fact, we have even more help. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the Lord Jesus risen from the dead, and there is power in our wonderful God. And so this evening we're thinking about the power of God and the strength of God and how we need to be strong. Here the Lord had called upon his people to rebuild the temple. This was going to be a difficult task. It was going to be a very labor-intensive sort of task. It was not going to be something that would be over in a short time, and a great work had to be done, and they needed the strength of the Lord and the encouragement of God to know that he was going to be with them, that he was going to strengthen them, that he was going to enable them to do the task. In Haggai chapter 2 and verse number 4, "Yet now be strong. Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Joshedech, and the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts." So the call was upon the leadership of the nation to be strong and to lead in the right way, and to work on this great task. A challenge to the priest, to those who were leading the people in their worship and praise of God, to be strong in the Lord and to get involved. And then for the people, "Be strong, all ye people of the land." The work of God cannot just be done by a few paid staff. We need all of the saints of God to get involved in the Lord's work and to be part of his great endeavour in seeking souls in this day and age. We need to be strong in the Lord, the same God that was going to strengthen Zerubbabel and Joshua and so forth, is the Lord that will strengthen us and enable us. What is the task God is calling you to do? Maybe you're a young person and all this is before you, yet the Lord is with you to guide you. And this is what the message also that God had here. "Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord." He is with us. Now, sometimes we think that God is not involved anymore, and that he is not close, and that the Lord is not really working. Yet he is working. He's doing a great work in these days. We heard this morning about the work in the Solomons. I was excited to hear the testimony today. And that was an answer to prayer right there, amen? And now and again you see an answer to prayer walking on 4 feet, amen? He and his good wife, and the Lord had called them. And it had been my burden for a long time, and over the years used to challenge a couple of American brothers about this, that were going in and delivering the Bibles. I'd say, who's going to stay, amen? Who's going to stay? We need a man of God that will start a work there. And I was praying about this and stirring, doing what I could to stir some people up, reminding them that the Lord wants a church planted there, and Pastor Charlie goes ahead and plants a church there. Praise God for a church planter, amen. And that was also exciting because I taught Brother Charlie in Bible school, church planting.
And so to see God at work and then for the Lord to bring us here and put us here in due course, it's exciting. This is the Lord's work. He's with us. He is at work. His power is still there to enable us. His touch is still its ancient power. He's a great and mighty God, and he can take and use individuals. He can use the weak things and the foolish things of this world. He can take the nobodies and the nothings and strengthen them and use them. He can take the sickly and weak and still use them for his honor and glory. And so we see here the Lord challenges his servant to be strong and to continue the great work that God had in mind there in that time. You know, today our work is to build the house of God. It's a living house of God, living stones. Somebody, one of those Chinese folks said, well, where is the church? I said, the church is the body of believers that gathers. This is a building that we rent. Oh, they said, oh, okay. They were learning. But the Lord, he still wants to build his church, and he's doing that right here. And he wants us to be part of bringing together living stones. It's a spiritual house with living stones whose builder and maker is the Lord. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And so we need the Lord. We need his strength and his power. We need him to enable us. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Keep on going. Yesterday I was out knocking a few doors. I usually these days knock a few doors until I run out of gas. What I mean is I just run out, I'm puffed. In fact, the first door that I knocked on yesterday, the fellow says, oh, it's very hot, don't be out here too long. But he was an atheist. I don't think he really wanted me there telling him about Christ. But anyway, I did my best. I point him to the Lord that this life is real short and we need the Lord. So we need each one to be involved in that task and to get out there. Though our strength be small, yet he is great. And we need to exchange our weakness for his strength. And we'll say more about that in the message. Haggai spoke the message to the people saying, I am with you. Those spoke that were out yesterday, a certain number of us were out yesterday doing some visiting and door knocking and so forth. It's difficult. It's not easy. You've heard of flat-nosed Flintoff, haven't you? Door slammed in his face. It can happen, but praise God, it didn't happen to me yesterday, and I didn't hear of anyone that suffered a physical injury. Amen. But you know, we need to keep on going. These are needy days. People need the gospel. They need the Lord Jesus Christ, and God is with us to enable us. He said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." We have a great God who is still interested in his soul winning program. He's still interested in his missions program of reaching people for the gospel. A lot of Christians and a lot of Christianity today has lost its interest in the needs of lost souls. And the gospel is not being preached in so many places and so many churches even. The Lord is the one who wants to enable us to do his work. We need to be reminded that we are in him. I am the vine, said Jesus. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in you, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. We need to abide for the Spirit's enabling and power to work in and through us, just as that branch on the vine or that branch on the tree. It doesn't strive and struggle. It just abides in the trunk and it abides there and it produces fruit. So we need to learn to abide in Christ with that strength that we need to face opposition and to do the work of God in our day. You know, the Lord Jesus wants to enable us and work in and through us. He's wonderful. He's a wonderful Saviour. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13, the testimony of the Apostle Paul. How are we going with the verses? Are we Yes, they're there. And that's why I'm not spending time getting you to look things up, because we've got a lot of verses to look at tonight. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. We can do all things through Christ. All things, as I say, in the perimeter of God's will. He doesn't expect you to do what he hasn't equipped you to do, and what he hasn't enabled you to do, and what he hasn't called you to do. I can do all things through Christ. That's wonderful to know the Lord Jesus Christ. He's living in us. He's our living Saviour. He's working in and through us by his Spirit. He is alive. And that is wonderful to know that Jesus is alive and working, and that he never fails. Through Christ which strengtheneth me. The power of the Lord Jesus is there to strengthen us. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How do we get that strength? How do we have that strength? Firstly, by recognizing that we have no strength. We don't have the strength that we need to perform the things of God and to do the work of God. We don't have that. We are weak in the flesh and of ourselves. We can do nothing, the Lord said. We need to seek the cleansing in our lives through the precious blood from sin, to repent and to walk with the Lord, and to ask the Lord for the filling of the Holy Spirit to give us power to do what we need to do in these days. Nehemiah was called upon to do a work for God, and a hard work for God and those around about him. And God said to him in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord our God. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord. Oh, we need to rejoice in the Lord and in the salvation we have in him, and be glad in the Lord Jesus Christ, and go forward with the joy of the Lord, so others will see that and be touched by that. The soul winner that affected my life and helped bring me to Christ had the joy of the Lord about him. There was something about that fellow that I couldn't explain, except to say it was the Lord Jesus Christ working in and through his life. Same guy went to Hong Kong and won hundreds, if not thousands, to Christ through his life of ministry. He's now an old fella, older than I am, and he's still going, 10 years older than I am, so he's nearly 80 and he's still going for the Lord. Zechariah had a word from the Lord as well. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, let your hands be strong. Come on, let's have strength in our hands to do the will of God, motivation, enabling, that results in some shoe leather and some hands being used to get the message out. Ye that hear in these days the words by the mouth of the prophets. We've got a good prophet here, Pastor Charlie, and I think he's a good prophet for the Lord, and we hear the words of God by the mouth of the prophet, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of the Lord of hosts was laid. Our brother has come and done a foundational work, and God has blessed us here, and the work of God has moved forward. Foundations have been laid. The things need to be done for the Lord's glory. Foundation of the Lord was laid. Let your hands be strong, the Lord says. Be strong in mind and body and voice, and physically in the work of God. Put effort to strive to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But that strength and effort comes from the enabling of the Spirit of God. Isaiah 35 verses 3 and 4. I'm glad of this verse. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. And I've had knee trouble lately. The old people get all sorts of different things going wrong. The knees picked up and the elbow went wacky. And the heart's not the best anyway, or at the best of times. oh dear, and say to them that are of a feeble heart. And I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for that yesterday when I got out on the streets and up and down a few rises over here. Lord, enabled me. Be strong and fear not. Behold, your God will come with a vengeance. Even God, he's a mighty God. He's a great God. He's a powerful God. And he is able to do great and wonderful things. We need to believe him. And we need to step out in his will. Doesn't matter how young you might be, there's a need. Doesn't matter how old, how sick and infirmed, how many wheels you've got on your wheelchair, amen? You can serve the Lord in some way through prayer and stand for the Lord in these days. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Reminds me of what the Lord says, as the Father hath sent me, so send I you. And we as his children have been sent forward into this needy world with a wonderful message of salvation. And we should be busy in that task. 2 Corinthians 4:1, therefore seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. We faint not. Don't give up. Don't fall by the wayside. If you have a fainting spell, then get up and keep going. Amen. Our brother was saying this morning about his weak lungs, you know, and his needy lungs, but also he's telling us about those couple of times he fainted. Well, my brother made the contribution to independent Baptist drama in Australia. He preached on this text, but before he preached it, he did a fainting spell right at the pulpit, and he hit the deck. He was a good at that sort of bit of dramatics, and he hit the deck. It really looked like he'd been out. He went out to it, and he really hit the deck, hit the platform. The host pastor went into, it was a fellowship meeting. The host pastor went into a spin. He sent a message over to call an ambulance. The ambulance had an hour and a half drive to get to where we were. And no, it was bedlam. And anyway, so everybody, the nurses were going down, the people were going down, the medical guys and all the rest of it. I thought, well, I'm the brother. I better go down and see what's going on down there. I went down and I thought, this guy's still breathing pretty well. I'm going to leave him to it. And I went back and sat down. And anyway, eventually he'd already announced his text. We should have known. We were not supposed to faint. But he did the fainting spell. They're still talking about it. He got hate mail from old ladies who said that they had to pop angina tablets when he went down. They really, and I thought to myself, well, what if someone had died in the pulpit? That wouldn't be a bad place to go. To go from the pulpit, amen. But let's not faint. But let's get up and get in the work of God and keep going for the Lord. Keep on keeping on. Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we reap if we faint not. Let's not be lazy and sleepy and laying about or wasting time wasting, distractions that just catch us up and keep us busy with doing things that don't really matter. Ask yourself, in eternity, in 100 years, will it really matter what you think is so important now? What you're doing, you're involved with, and the reasons why you don't get busy, you can't get out and reach out to people. Oh, how we need to be busy in these days and not to be sleeping, but to be wide awake and involved in the work of God. The Lord's coming again. His return is drawing very near. Ask Brother Prophecy about that, and you'll realize more and more the days are short. Time is near, and it's time for God's people to wake up out of sleeping and get busy in these days and not to be fainting and falling by the wayside and full of excuses. You know, the victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ for the work of God. And we sang a good song, amen, 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And for as much as ye know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord, it's not empty, it's not waste of time. It's good for someone my age who at 16 yielded to the Lord to do his will and then has spent most of his life in the ministry, in the work of God, and have dedicated and given his life. And there you go, just trusting God and looking to the Lord and knowing that it wasn't in vain. Souls were saved, people were blessed. But not only that, the Lord was praised, the Lord was lifted up, the Lord was honoured and worshipped. It's worth it. It's not in vain in the Lord. So it is that we need to keep on going, and we need to go in the strength of the Lord. We need to exchange the strength of the Lord, our weakness for God's strength. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 2. A testimony there, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Oh, how we can rejoice in the power of God. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Oh, the strength of the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 8, therefore shall ye keep the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong. Ye may be strong. Why is Christianity so weak in these days? There's so many of these places where they've turned it into a rock concert. But the believers are wishy-washy weak, and the name of the Lord Jesus is not being lifted up. What's wrong with them? They're not following, and they say we're under total grace, super grace. We can do whatever we like. The old taboos are gone, and now we're under grace, and we can do our thing. Oh, that's not the message of the Bible. If you love me, said Jesus, keep my commandments. Walk in the ways of the Lord. Seek to be holy for the Lord. And there's a source of great strength. Ye may be strong and go in and possess the land, that we might have the blessings that God wants us to have and be in the land of blessing, in the place of God's will in our lives, to do his will and to be a blessing to others. Isaiah chapter 40, we couldn't speak on the power of God and knowing the power of God without this wonderful section, Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. 40, 28 to 31, it'll be on the screen, but have a look at it in your Bible and underline it. The word of God there in verses 28 following. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. This afternoon, I again was reviewing my message and sitting there and thinking about the power of God and an almighty bang, you know. This was thunder. This was thunder. Recently, we had a thunder clap, and I thought it really took out our roof. It was so close. But, you know, showing the mighty power of God that he's placed in creation and all the power of God, you know, in these storms that are raging and come through, the power of God is not declining. He is not weakening. He is a powerful God. He's the everlasting God. That means he continues on. He continues to continue on in his power. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, the whole planet, he made it. And then, of course, beyond that, the heavens declare the glory of God. Oh, the power of God. Consider and stop and think about the power of God. Stand outside and look up on a nice night there and see the beauty of God's creation and think of the power that upholdeth it. He upholds all things by the word of his power, the Bible says, our Lord Jesus Christ. Without him, it would blow completely apart. But his strength keeps it together. He is the creator of all things, and he continues in his great work. He doesn't faint, no, he faints not, it says, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. And here it is that we need to listen up. He giveth power to the young people who got plenty of get up and go. Oh yes, young Pastor Charlie, he's just young. He should be out there evangelizing on the streets, you know. He's got the strength. Hold on a minute. Really? Is that the way to do it? Not really. He's on his face before God. We know that. And each one of us needs to be the same way. We need to be before the Lord in prayer and humble ourselves before him that he can lift us up. He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. And us old blokes are still going on, amen? But we need the young people. We need the young ones in the battle. Get in the battle for the Lord and get involved. He giveth strength to them that are weak. He enables them. He giveth power to the faint, verse 29. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What a wonderful promise from God that we need to revisit over again. And those of us that are senior saints, as we feel the strength of the body is gradually fading away, yet the strength of God, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. The Lord will enable us to serve him until the end, until the last breath. Oh, the power of God, oh, the power of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 8, these words were given to those early believers, and they're applicable. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Oh, wonderful. We have a wonderful God, and the power of the Holy Spirit to enable us to work in and through us. Ye shall receive power. I remember as a young person hearing some strong preaching on this particular matter of needing to be filled with the Spirit of God and casting myself down before the Lord that he would enable me to do the work that he had called me to. You see, nobody else believed that I was called to preach or could possibly even do such a thing. And this is 50 years later. And we're still going, amen. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. What a great reminder. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing unto the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and to the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God, quick and powerful. No, yesterday I went up to this house, nice house just down only a few streets over, big double garage opened up and all the toys were there. There were some real fancy bikes hanging up on the wall. I mean, you wouldn't get into them under $1,000 or $1,500. There was two of them up there. There was a Mercedes in the driveway. And there was this about 32-year-old guy that came. And there was a Ducati there. I mean, he had all the toys. A motorbike, which he had been out cleaning and working on this motorbike, you know. And so he came to the door and I challenged him about the gospel. Offered him the literature. I'll give it to Mum. Excuse me. I said, now, wait a minute. Are you the guy that rides that motorbike? Yep. I said, you need this message, baby. Do you need it? I mean, people are coming off of those things. I know people that have been killed, they come off them and the bike lands on top of them. Talk about a dangerous thing. I said, you ride that motorboat, you need to know where you're going. You need this gospel message. Come on now, I said, take a challenge. Read it. Oh, all right, then he says. That's how I do my door-to-door work. That's why I'll probably get thrown out of some places, amen. But, you know, as the Spirit leads, this young guy full of health and vimmer and all the rest of it, wasting his life on the toys, running around here, there, and hither, thither, and yon, his fancy motorbike there. You can't go to heaven on a fancy motorbike. You can't get there. You can't get there. You need the gospel. So I challenged him to get into the literature and to read about salvation only through the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Word of God, you know, when you go out there door to door, give them the Word. You can't say much, give them at least one verse. I heard about somebody that was in a real tight situation and the guy was trying to steal something out of the house. And this woman says, Acts 4:12. Was it? Did I get it right? Not quite, my wife said. Acts 4:12. And the guy thought, she said, I've got an act. Oh no, what was it? Acts 2:38. Acts 2:38. And he thought that she said she's got two axes and a 38 caliber. Didn't say a word, he's froze, the police came. Got him a beauty. Quite the Word of God, though. I mean, give them the Word of God, and you'll be surprised what God can do. Even with those that do not want to hear, even with those that have already said, by the way, they've already made a denial. Ah, not interested. First contact on the door, not interested. He was an older man. I said, well, life is short. You need to know where you're going, and only Jesus Christ rose again from the dead. I got that in and time was up. But the Word of God is quick and powerful. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, verse 14. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. In verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Mercy and grace, grace is the enabling, the inner enabling of God to give us the desire and power to serve the Lord and to do His will. Oh, it's so important to give out the Word of God, to preach the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ and to live in the power of the resurrection. And we've got some verses there from Matthew 28, I think. Those next verses there talk about the importance of this. He is not here. Talk about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. In Matthew 28, I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. We have a crucified Lord and the power of the cross and the precious blood. He is not here, but he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. He is alive. He's risen from the dead. We have a living God, a living Savior. And He is with us. He commissioned and commanded us and said He'd go with us. And that is continuing even until His return. Oh, the power of the resurrection, enabling us to have victory over sin, over death and hell, over Satan, over the flesh, which besets us and drags us down. Claim the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ, victorious. There is no greater victory than the victory of the resurrection and the power of the precious blood. Think of the power of the precious blood. In 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with the corruptible things of silver and gold, from the vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, the precious, pure Lord Jesus Christ, who came in his earthly body and then went to the cross and died for us and gave his precious blood to redeem us. That's power. There is power in the blood of Christ. Wonder-working power. Power to cleanse. Power to enable. Power for us to give forth the wonderful message of the Lord God. We need that power. We need that power. Psalm 18:39. For thou hast girded me with thy strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued unto me those that rose up against me. The psalmist testifying to the power of the Lord God. And we can testify over the greater power of the Lord God, his Spirit, and his enabling in and through us. Finally, brethren, Ephesians 6 and verse number 10. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Put on the armor of God. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and all the armor that is offered in him, so that we might stand in the battle. Now, I'm not going to tell you today there is no battle. There's a battle raging out there. War is declared. Satan is having his last fling. War is declared. It's a battlefront. It's tough and it is hard to live for Christ in these days and to follow him. I know that. But I also know the power of God is greater. That is greater than any testing or temptation or difficulty we may face. Let us wait upon the Lord for the strength that we need. Let us learn to wait upon God in times of weakness and sickness and difficulty, in times of great affliction, great opposition, in times when you're all alone. Wait on the Lord, and he shall renew your strength. You will mount up with wings as eagles, the Bible says. You're going to fly. You're going to get through. You're going to get over the top thereof through the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. Oh, the promises of God, the strength of the Lord, as we've thought about it tonight. I pray that you will have a desire to serve the Lord in these days, and that you would be, as our final hymn says in 477, a channel only. Blessed Master, 477, channels only, Blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Let's bow in prayer.